I'm Garrett Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports Page, we recap another night at the Knoxville Raceway. It was one of the most beautiful nights for racing in recent memory at the Knoxville Raceway, and Saturday did not disappoint. It was the third week of weekly racing at the half mile. In the pro sprints, the field had to deal with former NASCAR driver Brett Moffitt once again, but Jake Kinder was able to solve the riddle as he took advantage of the mid-race restart to get by Moffitt and head to victory lane. Kinder had to endure a late restart, but was able to pull away just enough to secure the win. 360s may have been the best race of them all. At first, Clint Garner was looking to run away and win two straight weeks, but Tasker Phillips, who has crashed more times than anyone this season, got a burst of energy at mid-race and took command.
Clint Garner leads Tasker Phillips, but it's down to half a second. Tasker Phillips is coming, and there goes Tasker! Tasker Phillips, your leader out of turn two! He gets by Garner on the high side. What a run by Tasker Phillips! Phillips will lead lap number 10. Eight to go. Tasker and Garner, followed by Ryan Giles, Sawyer Phillips, and Cam Martin.
Phillips would go on to win and erase many of the bad memories of this early season. The 410s were dominated by Brian Brown as he got out to a big lead and was never challenged. Even a few yellow flags could not hold back Brown, who won for the 67th time at the Knoxville Raceway. We hear from all three winners on Saturday.
I was telling the fans there, Jay, when you and I were talking earlier on the radio, you don't necessarily like to start up front. Well, you kind of did, but you fell back to second. But you checked every part of that racetrack to figure out what the best was. That had to help on that restart.
Well, I take that conversation back. Tonight was a good night to start up front. The track slicked off quite a bit more than I expected, and I expected a lot. So that, I hope that was fun to watch. That was fun. Brett's awesome to race with. I don't know who else was around, but that was fun racing. I hope he comes back, because this is why we keep racing. This is fun. I got to thank, we've got a birthday over, I'm pretty sure they're in the Hall of Fame, over in the suites. I want to say hi to them, and thanks for the sticker. It looks like I got a sponsor now, so I want to say hi to Mom and Dad at home. This is the first race my dad's ever missed in 31 years. This is the first night he's missed, so it's pretty neat to win one when he's gone, but I wish he was here too. But happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. My nephew, they stayed home to go to my nephew's high school graduation. That's why they're not here. So Emerson, congratulations. Congratulations to all the other graduates this year. And I'm out of breath. I need some water. Thanks, everybody.
We're going to let him celebrate and take it home, the celebration again. Give it up for Jay Kinder. I'm not sure what lap to talk about, but the majority of it all happened over here by the Hall of Fame every time you took advantage of that situation.
It's been a trying year. It's been a very hammer and nail situation all year, and I'm just tired of being the nail. So we got after it. These guys have had this car fast as can be all year, and I've always found a way to screw it up and lose the race. So I'm just glad that they keep staying behind me. And I ask them, do I need to dial it down, you know, finish some races? And they're like, no, you're on kill, man. We're here to win.
Here to win indeed. And again, those passes over there, you about got jammed up over here in turn four one time.
It's been all night, and luckily I didn't get caught tonight. I've been caught the last two or three weeks, and just when everything lines up, it lines up.
67 times making this climb to the top, Brian, and it never gets old for you, I know. Talk about the yellow flag situation out there. When you had a huge lead like that and then everybody draws back in on you, you still had the clean air advantage.
Yeah, I really didn't. There's no sort of on data information here, so you don't really never know how far you're leading by. But just a little bit of struggle to start the year, and this is a different car because we got crashed last year, and just worked on it all night long. Chad made a really good suggestion after the heat race, and we did it to our car, just made it considerably better. So that's more like what we're accustomed to. So this Chad's 50th win too. That's pretty important for him and me also. It's he's got one with Ayrton, the rest with me, so pretty cool on that. Casey's FVP car, like I said, was great. Andy's frozen custard, JD Welding, Impact Signs, all of our partners that do such a great job, and JB, Chad, Devin, all the boys did a great job. And you know, sometimes when you can get out there leading, you just don't really kind of just think, okay, I'm pretty good here, and kind of moved around a little bit at the end, coming down off it off two, and wasn't pretty good. So overall, good night. Just say hello to Heather, Cash, Emmett, Ella, everybody watching the home. Like I said, don't. As you get older, you don't know the next time you're going to win. My grandson never seen me win, and pretty cool to put deal do it with him watching.
All right, we're going to let you celebrate or get to bed. It was a long night for you guys. I'm not sure what you're going to do, but congratulations.
Yeah, I just want to thank all as always, Knoxville Raceway, the Fair Board, all you fans that come out. The Duncans do a great job. Glad to see you back in Victory Lane, too. You're a big part of Knoxville Raceway. I don't know if you know it or not, but you're kind of like Doug Clark and guys like that. Just a long time person here that does a great job and sometimes doesn't get thanked enough. And we appreciate for all you guys do, and as well as all these photographers. When you look at the internet on Monday or Sunday, there's some great photos of what we do here. It's so important for our partners. So thank you all you guys. And I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mom, Sandy, my wife, Heather, my stepmom, Cindy, everybody, huge part of my life. The women take a back seat to this, and without them, we could definitely not do it. But I want to thank Charlie Garrett, too, Factory Cane Shocks, World Wheels, Housby, JD Welding, like I said, all of our partners, Andy Schroes and Custard, Waldinger, Mountain Dew Overdrive, all of our partners. It takes a lot for this FEP Casey's car to go around, and we're proud of them.
We will have more race coverage this Saturday with another week of sprint car action on KNIA. Today's Lely Radio Sports page continues on KNIA KMLS.